Good morning, George Whitfield United Methodist Church, and welcome on this beautiful Sunday morning, May 2nd. It is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and it is Communion Sunday. We are so glad that you're joining us. Yes, we are meeting outdoors at 9:30 a.m. in front of the church, but if you're unable to join us, this service is available for you. We do have a special announcement from our Staff Parish Relations Committee. Dear beloved community, our Staff Parish Relations Committee would like to share some news. Following consultation with our district superintendent, we are happy to announce that Sandy Dam will be our lay minister. She comes to us from the Charlton City United Methodist Church. She will be responsible for all of the duties of an appointed pastor, except for the sacraments, and to bring in new members because she is a layperson. Therefore, Bishop Sudhasara Devadar intends to appoint Reverend John Lucy as the coordinating pastor of George Whitfield United Methodist Church, effective July 1st, 2021, subject to fulfilling all the requirements needed for a successful transition by the pastor and the respective churches affected by the appointment. The appointment will be finalized at the 2021 annual conference session of the New England Conference. More information will follow, but if you have any questions in the meantime, please reach out to any member of the Staff Parish Relations Committee. Yes, we are meeting weekly at 9:30 a.m. in front of the church, weather permitting. Regardless of vaccination status, masks and social distancing are required in order to limit our risk factors. Remember to bring your lawn chair, wear your mask, and be sure to set yourself up at least 6 feet from folks who are not part of your household. Should weather become a concern, I will begin a phone chain by Saturday at 4 p.m. prior to the service. Indoor worship possibilities are still being explored. As always, if you have any questions, suggestions, or concerns about in-person worship, feel free to reach out to anyone on the Reopening Advisory Board, and their names are listed in the bulletin. Today, we do have a special all-church meeting directly after church to answer any questions folks might have about the new appointment and to discuss plans for the parsonage, as well as sharing information about our insurance policy. I will be away from May 10th to May 17th and will be unable to respond to phone calls or emails. Pastoral coverage will be provided by Reverend Amy McCarthy of the Spencer UCC, who can be reached at her phone number listed in the bulletin. Please note, there will be no in-person worship service on Sunday, May 16th. A special at-home worship service will be mailed out that week, and the audio service will be available on our website at georgewhitfieldumc.weebly.com/worship-services or over the phone at our phone line listed in the bulletin. Regular outdoor in-person worship services will resume on Sunday, May 23rd. Beginning today, in order to save on postage, mailings will now be available on Sunday mornings for pickup at our outdoor services. Mailings will no longer automatically be sent out. If you are unable to join us in person, mailings will be dropped in the mail on Monday mornings so all folks can continue to be part of our connection. My office hours have been updated. My office hours have shifted to Mondays and Tuesdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Fridays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. If you have an emergency outside of office hours, please call my cell phone, leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Let us join now in a time of worship. Our scripture reading this morning is from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent Jesus into the world so that we might live through Christ. In this is love. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us and sent Jesus Christ to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and God's love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in God and God in us, because God has given us the Holy Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that God has sent Jesus as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as God is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because God first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate their siblings are liars. For those who do not love a sibling whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from God is this: those who love God must love their siblings also. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Several years ago, I attended an enormous conference called the Parliament of World Religions. It was an incredible experience where I encountered people of all different faiths from all over the globe. One of my favorite parts of the conference were the meals. In the Sikh faith community, offering free hot meals to all who wanted them is a regular part of their faith practice, and they brought this to the conference. As we entered the space, we were invited to remove our shoes and don a headscarf as a sign of respect. We were then led into a large hall lined with long, narrow rugs with aisles in between. We were seated on the rugs next to strangers who quickly became wonderful conversation partners, and we were given trays as the food began to pass by us. The food was traditional Indian food and vegetarian, so we could all partake in the meal. And we could feast and get seconds and thirds until we had had our fill. I experienced so much love and grace from folks I didn't even know, and I was filled to the brim with gratitude. This meal was completely free and was offered every single day of the conference. Any extra at the end of the day was transported to local shelters and food pantries, so there was no waste. What love is this, that I was fed without cost by complete strangers with no strings attached? As I reflect on this memory, I'm thinking a lot about what love does in the world. Love does incredible things. Love is generous and kind. Love listens. And because love's origin is divine, because love's source is from God, we know that love is eternal. It reminds me of how our founder, John Wesley, described grace. Because God loved us first, we are always found in love. We are always bathed in grace. This grace has been present from the beginning of time. We can't earn it, and we can't lose it. It is ours always, because God loved us first. So what is our response? On a personal level, we are led toward loving God. We build a relationship with Jesus, and we come to know the divine in deeper and more powerful ways each and every day. John Wesley knew this type of faith to be personal piety, a seeking for personal holiness that bolstered our own relationship with God. But Wesley also knew that focusing on personal piety alone and nothing else would lead to a faith that was one-sided, a faith that in some ways was self-centered and self-serving. So Wesley proposed a balance between personal piety and what he called social holiness. This is the understanding that we are called to transform the world through God's love. It means that we take seriously the line in the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." As Christians, we have a vision of what heaven will be like, where all tears will be wiped away, where there is no one in need, where we will all feast at the banquet together. Our call is to bring forth the kingdom of God here on earth as it is in heaven. This means we love, love deeply, and love thoroughly. As we close this morning, I would invite you to reflect on how we can love in these two ways, love God and love neighbor. What does it look like? How does it manifest in our world? And so, may we experience God's great love all our days, taking heart in knowing that God loved us first. May we follow in Jesus' example of love, who spread a feast for all who hunger and thirst. And may we heed the Holy Spirit who guides us and reminds us of the love we have and the love we can give with each and every breath we take. Amen. Let us join now in prayer. God of love, we are so grateful for the ways that you have spread a feast out for us. God, we know that you loved us first. We know that we are just filled with your grace, and we are so grateful. God, this morning we are grateful for the gifts that make ministry possible. God, for all the gifts that we have received this week, we lift them up to you, and we dedicate them to your mission and your service in your world. God, this morning we also give thanks for medical professionals and researchers, for all those who have been on the front lines from day one. God, we pray for your health and healing and care in their lives. God, we hold in our hearts those experiencing unemployment. We lift up those facing racial injustice and violence, and we pray that you would break our hearts for what breaks yours. God, we pray for our world as we continue to combat gun violence. We pray for our congregation as we grieve the loss of loved ones. And we lift up those experiencing illness and health issues, especially those who are ill with COVID-19. God, for Mary Jane. And God, today we also lift up all those with health issues. We pray for Al and his family as they care for him. We pray for Dan and Kelly. We lift up Lindsay and Richie. God, we also remember all those in nursing homes or extended care facilities. We pray for Betty. We lift up Claire. God, we pray for those who are caring for others, for we know this job is so difficult, but we are so grateful for all that they do. God, we lift up Carrie. We pray for Crystal. We lift up Rachel. And God, as we always do, we lift up the United Methodist Church and our small little church and our community. God, we lift up our local churches and God, our global churches. As we seek to follow your will in your world, in the example of Jesus who taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." I now invite you to join in communion this morning. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Surprising God, it is right and a joyful thing to lift our voices in praise to you. For you created a world of springtime delight, where what seemed dead in darkness comes forth in bloom to splendor. Surprising God, it is a right and joyful thing to sing praise, for in the midst of crippled hopes and shattered dreams, you worked your brightest surprise, the shining glory of the risen Christ. So, with all the glory of creation, all the hearts filled with joy, all saints in heaven, we join the unending chorus of praise and raise our Easter voices. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We rejoice that you sent us Jesus, who showed us your love, made visible his wounds, spoke peace to us, opened doors for us, and called us to remember that we are your beloved. Jesus taught us to believe that each dawn proclaims resurrection, and each sunrise means new beginning. Jesus urged us to open our hands and hearts to the poor, taught us to keep knocking at the door of justice, and to keep praying for the reign of God. We remember how he gathered his friends in the upper room and on the shore, and took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his friends, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you." He took the cup, blessed it, and gave it to his followers. "Take and drink from this. This is a sign of the new covenant I make with you. This shall be for the forgiveness of sins, yours and all peoples. Do this and remember me." On the day of the resurrection, Jesus was recognized in the breaking of bread. Therefore, we join with Christians far and near in breaking bread, sharing the cup, and participating in the life of the risen Christ. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them become for us the presence of Christ, that we may be signs of new life and love for our troubled world. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with all creation, and one in service to all the world, until Christ comes in radiant glory and seats all at the heavenly table. Amen. Because there is one loaf, and we who are many are one body, we all partake in the one loaf. The bread which we break is in the sharing of the body of Christ. The cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. I now invite you to join in Holy Communion. The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ given for you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you wherever God may send you. May God guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May God bring you home rejoicing at the wonders God has shown you. May God bring you home rejoicing once again into our